Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today we're going to look at English pronunciation made simple. So I'm going to break down the way in which I feel is important for you to understand the English accent and simple ways that you can change your own voice in order to sound more English or at least to create a more clearer sound when you speak. So the English accent that most people are trying to achieve when they're looking to be clearer and be more articulate is called RP, which stands for Received Pronunciation. Now, this is an accent which was adopted and kind of created in order for people to neutralize and reduce any accents which may have been hard for some people to hear than others. This was a way that people could communicate in the most simplest, clearest, most articulate way possible, and it still works today. If you look at newsreaders or people on radio, they often use this style, no matter where they are in the world, in order to just make things easier to understand. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at RP. Firstly, and I've talked about this in a previous video, is air placement. When people talk, they send air to different parts of their body, sometimes through the nose, sometimes straight out the mouth, sometimes onto their hard palate and out. But for RP, and to make this clear sound, this clear English speaking sound, we want to be able to focus after we've sent the air through our vocal folds that it hits what's known as the gum ridge, which is that little bump, use your tongue to find it, just behind your top front teeth. So as you speak, if you just use your imagination to send the air to that point, you've hit the right air placement for speaking in proper English. Okay, this is something you need to play with. You don't just, you can use it without voice and just try sending air up through your nose. Try sending air down bottom of your mouth. Try sending air straight out. Try sending it bouncing off the back of your mouth. And then try and settle on the place just behind your top front teeth. And that is the correct air placement for this type of accent. And it's not just the place that we want to send the air to. We also want to consider the way we send the air. So we also want to make sure that this air stream is nice and flowing and long. So we take our time with it. It's very gentle, but not too gentle. We're not sitting back, we're not swallowing our air. We are sending it constantly forward, and it's sustained, and it's gentle, and it's very easy and light. Consider that when you're creating this accent. Next is the articulation. And for RP, we don't want to be someone who opens our mouth too much. In fact, if we do that, we let all the air out in the wrong places and it doesn't become as clear and there's too much movement. So things get a little bit staccato and they get a little bit very accented. So to neutralize that accent and make it sound more RP or more English, we just want to make everything very delicate, everything very small, and everything very precise. We can do this by slowing down our breath and just choosing our words before we speak, but also keeping our mouth closer together and not opening it too wide. One of the things this does is opens up the back area, so we have more resonance. So by opening up the back, we create the sounds inside our mouth, and when they leave, after hitting the air off our gum ridge, things come out very precisely, very clearly, and very steadily. And that's what we want, is to be able to control the steadiness of our pace and our articulation. The articulation is small, remember that. Third, just keep it simple. These are words in their most basic form. So we can break up words, or we can allow things to flow very smoothly. Either way, consider the idea that every word is a simple word, not too complicated. The idea of this accent was always to take away too much of an accent. So by uncomplicating things, making things smaller and keeping that air placement forward, we make words easier to pronounce, but also easier to hear. If you're struggling with keeping your mouth closed as you speak, you can practice with either one of these, the Morrison bone prop, in which you need to keep your mouth closed in order to keep it in your mouth. And in order to do that, it opens up areas at the back so you can learn to pronounce and speak clearly. Of course, if you don't have one of those, you can just use your little finger and put it in between your front teeth like this. And again, practice sending your air forward, Practice sending the air at a more sustained level. Keeping things small will help you with that articulation when it comes back down to speaking in the English accent. And last but not least, you need to practice this. If you want to get better at any accent or anything, you need to do it more often. So maybe just take some text out of a newspaper or a book and just take your time, read it out loud, and then start making these adjustments to your airflow, to the air placement, to keeping things, words smaller at the front of your mouth, the smooth flow of air. Because once you've done it over time, the most important part will come into play, and that is to relax with it. If you listen to people who speak like this on a regular basis, it will start to happen for you much quicker also. So discover someone whose voice you like, or someone who speaks in this way that you want to be able to. And by listening to them, you're automatically suggesting to your body how to make changes in order to create the sound that you want, or that they have that you would like to be more like. So practice listening, practice airflow, keep things small, relax into it, and you will get this accent before you know it. If you've got any questions or queries, just leave them in the comments box below. I'd love to hear from you. We are creating a community here, and I've also started a Facebook group where people can come and chat to each other and maybe discuss their own ideas and issues around their voice. I've been Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.